He said, hey, do you like Jews? I heard you don't like Jews. I said, I don't like nobody. Jews, niggers, Asians, blacks, whites, Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, Cubans, dogs, horses, fish, roaches, worms, butterflies, ants. Nigga, I don't like nothing. Nigga.
You know, I used to say early on when I was a kid, I'd say when I was a young senator, I'd say, if I were a Jew, I'd be a Zionist. I am a Zionist. You don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist.
Some motherfuckers are always trying to ice skate uphill.
I'm fighting all the way. I'm energized. I'm awake. I'm not dead. People ask me how the hell I could have so much energy when I come in here and I'm not like this in person. They're creating a world government mark of the beast. 2.2 billion people just got told they can't use certain words. They're announcing giant cult-like brainwashing. They're teaching five-year-olds how to suck cock in public school. They are sitting there doing everything you could ever freaking imagine, killing babies after they're born. And the churches are such Pharisees, they're worried that I just talked about sucking cock instead of killing babies and chucking their damn organs out.
What's up, nigga? Blood all day, nigga. Gang, gang, nigga. What's up, nigga?
Hey, nigga. How are you, nigga?
He's right. Individually, we are weak, like a single twig. But as a bundle, we form a mighty faggot.
How do I reach these kids? How do I reach these kids?
Oh, here we go.
See that? Oh. That's what you're doing to heaven, bitch. You want a test guide? You fucking come get it. Get stacked.
Big tough guy, buddy. You just rammed into me. Ah, how do you like that? Now hit me in the face and see what happened, punk.
I came here for two things. To suck some hard candy and suck some dicks. What was the line?
Man. Maybe I am gay. Holy fuck. I'm gay.
Oh boy, oh boy. We are back. We are back. Welcome fucking back to the podcast about randomness. Back from hiatus. Back from taking a fucking... back from just taking a break from being fucking retarded. Talking a whole bunch of nonsense. I kind of needed to clear the mind and just let shit happen as shit happen. I always say I have some big shit in store for the podcast and I never come through. It's literally always the same shit, but I do have some big shit in store for the cast. Lo and behold, ladies and gentlemen, the fucking Israelis are victims yet again. Wouldn't you fucking know? Wouldn't you? The fucking people who created the world's biggest open air prison to just ruin and murder Palestinian lives for fucking years, for years. As soon as the bully gets punched back in the mouth, motherfuckers start feeling sorry for the bully. And the bullied, the people that were getting bullied, you know, they should just stick to getting bullied, man. Why would they fight back? You know what I mean? Come on, man. Let's let the Israelis just bully people, and let's not let Palestine do any fucking thing about it. This shit is all fucking gay. Nobody gave a fuck whenever they started this open world prison. Nobody was I've talked about this shit before on the podcast where Israelis were just bombing the shit out of Gaza already. Before they came parachuting down, somebody said that the Hamas people when they were paragliding down, somebody said it looks like whenever you fall off of Rainbow Road in Mario and Lakitu chops you back down on the fucking road. I know I shouldn't laugh. Death is sad all the way around. You know, obviously I don't want anybody to fucking die, especially fucking children, especially babies. I'm not going to say women, because who gives a fuck if women die? I mean, women talk the most shit in the world. Few of them deserve to get fucking beheaded. Let's fucking be honest. Yeah, death sucks, but y'all are fucking idiots. And this is what's crazy is I'm finding myself now on the, agreeing with the with the blue hair chicks. You know, I'm agreeing with the they thems. You know, they are right on this one, which makes me question if I'm right on this one. But I know I fucking am, because I know for a fact Israel has been killing innocent Palestinians in Gaza way before Hamas decided to hit back. And then you have faggots like Ben fucking Shapiro. It is so fucking crazy. That's why I'm so glad. This is why I've always said I am not right wing. I am not left wing. I do not give a fuck. I do not side with any of them. They're all fucking faggots. And they eventually all show their true fucking color. And their true color is they are all for war. They are all for U.S. military intervention. They are all for essentially wanting to set off nukes. They're all fucking war hawks whenever it comes to their own cause. And you have faggots like Ben Shapiro. This motherfucker is quoting the fucking Bible like the Bible wasn't man fucking made. And again, this isn't an attack on, you know, whether if God is real or not. I do believe God is real. But I do not subscribe to Christianity, Catholicism, Islam, Judaism, any of that shit. All that shit is used to create wars and division. And it is being used so fucking successfully. This shit, it's hard not to think that we're not on the brink of World War III. You know, and if we are, or if we're not, I mean, I was thinking about this two Saturdays ago. What is today? Today's Halloween. It's fucking spooky times we're living in. I was thinking about this shit two Saturdays ago, or maybe three Saturdays ago, when I was fucking tripping on mushrooms. By the way, every fucking Saturday, at least a minimum of 1.5 mushrooms is needed to be eaten. It's a fucking great reset for your mind, for your body. Mushrooms are fucking amazing. The mushrooms want you to eat them. And then what they want you to do is whenever you're outside, because they make you go outside. Like, you can't. It's fucking almost impossible to be on mushrooms and then stay inside. It's like the mushrooms want you to go outside. It's almost like, what was that TV show that was a game where they made the dudes gay for no reason? The Last of Us. The Last of Us, when the fungus takes over the people's body, you know, they make them do crazy. It's almost like the fungus from the mushrooms just makes you want to go outside. And what it really does is it makes you want to fucking stare at the fucking moon, especially at nighttime. And it makes you want to piss outside. I think that's how it like spreads its little spores through your piss. Because I've never not eaten mushrooms and not had to go outside to take a piss. And it fucking peeing outside, and oh, it feels so fucking good. I don't think our piss should just be going in some fucking toilet. I think our piss is legit made to fucking to fertilize the soil. So I'm a huge advocate for pissing outside at nighttime. You know, obviously if you do it in the daytime, you can I think you could be considered a fucking sex offender for taking a piss outside, which is fucking crazy, considering they're letting all these fucking sex offenders and child predators roam the White House. Back to, I don't even know how I got on that situation, how I got on me consuming mushrooms every Saturday. Yeah, getting closer to World War fucking III. Let's see here. Let me refer to my notes. I actually took some notes, so I wasn't everywhere. I wanted to go over this quote that the great Malcolm X said, and maybe he fucking didn't say it. This is what's so crazy. We are now in the world's largest disinformation campaign, where true shit is now being considered fake shit. I've talked about this shit before with Project Bluebeam and all this shit. It's legit gonna be Spider-Man Homecoming or No Way Home or whatever the fuck it is with Mysterion. I think Mysterion is Kenny from South Park. Jake fucking Gyllenhaal in Spider-Man, whenever they were doing the CGI, like the CGI monsters or whatever. I don't even know. This is what's so fucking crazy. I don't know if the shit that we're seeing with the dead children and with the shit that's on fire, I don't know if this shit is real or not. Oh, I know how I got on the fucking the mushroom talk, because when I was eating mushrooms, staring at the sky, I lay down staring at the sky, and the fucking my eyes were just sinking in to my fucking head. I legit felt hollow, not in a bad way. Like I felt empty inside, but not in a bad way. I felt like I just felt my skeleton. Shit was so fucking crazy. It was fucking awesome. And again, it's not in a bad way as I'm saying that. Like, I just legit felt light as a fucking feather. Like my body didn't exist as I was laying down, staring at the fucking stars. I think I even saw I'm pretty fucking sure I saw a UFO. I saw like 5 shooting stars. That's no fucking big deal, because apparently shooting stars are apparently seen all the time. But you know, with fucking light pollution in the city and too many people looking down on their phones, like nobody is. I'm not going to say nobody, but not too many people are staring at the fucking stars laying down and just spending hours at a time out there like I was. Again, that was the mushrooms. The mushrooms made me do it. Felt fucking amazing. I'm pretty sure I saw a fucking UFO. I cannot be convinced otherwise. I know it wasn't a fucking plane, because I saw fucking planes that same night flying. I'm pretty fucking sure I saw a UFO. But anyways, yeah, when I was fucking sitting there staring at the stars eating mushrooms, like, I didn't, and maybe this is just my United States living ignorance, but I didn't feel a fucking war happening. You know what I mean? And this shit is so fucking gay. How come we cannot vote on whether or not we want to help motherfuckers or not? I know why, because I guarantee you the majority of the people would rather take care of shit here at home than help out some fucking Jews in Israel who are already fucking over the Palestinians. This is what's so crazy. I'm convinced that motherfuckers would always rather side with the fucking bully. Israel is supposed to be our world's greatest fucking ally, even though they fucking, prior to the 5 Israelis dancing that were working for Urban Movement Systems on 9/11, they were already arresting Israeli spies. There's a guy from the FBI who, this was prior to 9/11. Again, we all know they had everything to do with 9/11. Israel did. They were already arresting the Israeli art students that were going door to door asking weird fucking questions. Our greatest ally is always fucking spying on us. I've talked about this before. They own all the phone companies. So you got to make that make sense to me. Make that shit make sense to me. How they're supposed to be our world's greatest ally. They're supposed to be our greatest ally, but they're spying on us. You know what I fucking mean? Yeah, we should be able to vote whether or not if we want to help any motherfucker out. But this shit is crazy. The money that they can just fucking generate when it comes to fucking war and helping out everybody but the people that in their own homeland is fucking crazy. I am 100% convinced our fucking government is captured. I do not think, and I kind of feel, I've talked about RFK before, just because he was going in on Anthony Fauci and the pharmaceutical companies. And at the time, he was one of the only major candidates that was talking about it. But then he shows his true fucking colors, just like that faggot Ben Shapiro. He, as soon as Hamas fought back again, after they have been being bullied, you know, in the movies, we always go for the people who are the oppressed, you know, unless it's Star Wars, because Darth Vader was fucking cool. But I'm convinced if that was a real life situation, if Star Wars was real, and it really kind of is, because there is a fucking empire. There are some fucking bad people, just like the fucking dark side. I am convinced in real life, more people would join the dark side. It did not make sense to me how people were upset that the people that were getting bullied finally decided to strike back. And that shit made news. Again, no other shit made news when they were fucking already killing fucking babies, pissing on corpses. The Israelis, that is. When they were pissing on Palestinian corpses. When they were kicking them out of mosque, banning them. And then the Israelis would go in there dancing and shit. Fuck them. I'm dead fucking serious. Fuck them. This shit, our government is captured. Oh, yeah. So RF fucking K, he shows his true colors as soon as Israel gets what they had coming to him. He goes and says that he'll give Israel his full support. And that's a huge fucking red flag. The right and the left both fucking work together. They're all in cahoots. You know, they are all owned by the people who really control the fucking world. You know what I mean? It's just, it's an illusion of choice. It's an illusion of getting your quote unquote guy in. None of them. From Vivek Ramaswamy, who is pretty much, I think he is the right-wing Obama. Like, he's going to say all the right shit, and as soon as he gets in there, he's just going to Obama it again. And Obama was essentially the banker's choice. A lot of these motherfuckers will join the dark side, and nobody will fucking join the rebellion, because the rebellion is going to get labeled in the media as evil, and most of you dumb fucks are going to agree with the fucking media. It is so fucking crazy how like how people give their blind trust to it. And I don't even trust most independent media right now. There are very few that I trust. Like, I started listening, like, I've talked about Breaking Points before and how I kind of fell off with them, but for a while there were people that I actually trusted, and now I see they're just like the fucking mainstream media. All these motherfuckers, they all want war, because war fills their engagement, war gives them views. They constantly want us in a fucking panic stricken mode, not knowing what the fuck is gonna happen. Which is why I've been saying, I think everybody over the age of 18 should have to eat mushrooms. Anybody that wants to run for office should have to take the heroic dose of a minimum of 5 grams of mushrooms. And you should have to confront all the fucking lies Because it's gonna happen. Like the mushrooms will find the way into the deepest, darkest crevices of your fucking mind, and shed some fucking light on it. And if you're willing to embrace that, it's a beautiful fucking experience. Because you're able to get over a lot of shit. I think every motherfucker that wants to run for office should have to eat 5 grams of mushrooms. But I honestly think, like, we as Americans have been so fucking gay to fucking vote for a leader. Think about how gay that is. Just think about that shit for a second. People choose to vote for a fucking leader. Like, what? Like, you don't have no fucking self-governance. Like, you need somebody. You have to put your faith in somebody to lead this fucking country. And you know, just based off the fucking history of the world, that shit, it's never going to be your guy. And when it is your guy, they're going to turn you around and fuck you in the ass with no fucking Vaseline. They do not give a fuck about you. And they damn sure don't give a fuck about the people who are willing to go along with them. They think that you're even worse than that. Like, for as much as they don't give a fuck about the defiant American citizen, they do not give a fuck about the fucking bootlickers and the people that are actually willing to go against their country. They think less of you than anything. And I don't fucking know. Man, this shit here, man. Did I even get to the fucking Malcolm X quote? I don't think I did. Let me fucking get back to it. Malcolm X says, and again, this is if he said this shit or not. Who fucking knows anymore? You know what I mean? Like, who knows what's real and what's not? But this shit I read, and it, you know, obviously it rings true. It says, if you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. I'm 100% certain he said that. You know, obviously I'm just, you know, it's a ploy to say, you know, if he really said that or not. But that's how fake shit is getting in the world. But that is the truest shit ever. If you are not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. That is exactly what's fucking happening all over the fucking world right now. And I don't fucking, like, I don't understand how people don't see through this shit. There's a dead internet theory. Which is pretty much saying like 50% of the internet is just all bots and 50% is humans. I honestly think that at least 50% of the human populations is an AI fucking robot. Half these motherfuckers in this world cannot be fucking real. Especially the people, and I'm going to bring it in local. I know I have listeners kind of everywhere in the world, but I'm going to bring it local to the States, to the United States. Especially the people who fucking go gung fucking ho on presidents. I am beginning to think that none of those motherfuckers are real. It's fucking hilarious how Trump still has, you know, I like Trump because he was funny. And that's about fucking it. He was fucking funny and he called shit out. But that motherfucker already had a term, and it's funny that he still has a fan base because he's like promising shit of what he would, like, of what he can do, but he already had 4 years and didn't do shit. It's the same fucking thing. All these guys are fucking corporate captured. And it's all the banks guy. It's the banking society is what really runs the fucking world. You know, like the Royal Bank of England. You know, the fucking what is it? Not the I was gonna say the IBF. Hold on really quick. I'm just gonna talk nonsense right now. These are just filler words until I it's the Bank of International Settlements. So I was kind of right with the I and the B, but the BIS, the Bank of International Settlements, like all these motherfuckers, that's who really runs the fucking world. It's the fucking banking, the banking society. This shit, how they could just come up with $100 billion and then they could prop up Ball Chan Biden on national TV and tell us why we should fucking care about what the fuck is happening in Israel. And what's crazy is, like, as soon as these motherfucking Jews, man, these fucking guys, as soon as they feel victimized, these motherfuckers start, they start getting commercials. I was watching the World Series. Shout out to the fucking Texas Rangers. I'm 100% certain that I've talked about them a couple of episodes ago, how I was watching more baseball than anything, than any sport. Shout out to the fucking Texas Rangers. Made it to the fucking World Series. And I know I'm all over the place with this one, but I kind of have a couple of notes, but most of this shit, it's just me going off the fucking head. Shout out to the Texas Rangers. When I was getting kicked out the Navy, this is one of the saddest days of my life. So when I was my court date for getting sentenced for, I can't even say allegedly selling drugs on the ship because I was convicted of doing it at this point. But when I was waiting for my court hearing, I was able to watch when the last time the Rangers were in the World Series against the St. Louis Cardinals, and I saw David Freese hit the, was it the walk-off home run or was it a walk-off RBI? David Freese, walk-off. Yeah, it was a walk-off home run in the 11th. And we fucking, you know, we lose the series. I watched that shit. Immediately after, I got sentenced to fucking 18 months in Brig Miramar. And that was, so me seeing the fucking Texas Rangers back in the World Series, what, like 12 years later, as a free man, with, you know, with two beautiful fucking children. I legit never thought I would see this shit, but okay. And so I was watching the Rangers, you know, give me a little bread and circus so I don't have to fucking, you know, think about the fucking, the banking elites and, you know, dragging us into a fucking war none of us want to be a part of. But now they're talking like they're telling me how fucking far Israel is from an American border. I'm convinced that Israel is actually the 51st state of the United States. I think that's why they are called the State of Israel. They're not a fucking country. They're telling me how fucking far Israel is from the American borders and why we should fucking care about them. And, you know, somehow they got a percentage that Jewish hate is up like 800%. How the fuck do they know that? Like, how the fuck do they know that? You know, when they were doing the Reese Commission, when they were going through the Carnegie Hall minutes, you know, this is all for the Federal Reserve and shit. When they were going through that, they labeled one of the lead investigators as anti-Semitic. That is just what they fucking do. Whenever they start saying shit and they don't want to hear it, you're just either anti-Semitic or you're racist. But how the fuck do they know it's 800%? Like, how do you get a fucking percentage off that? Like, you know, like, is there like, what are there fucking math wizards just around Jews all fucking day, and they're calculating like the times they get fucking made fun of? Man, fuck them all. You know, we're all fucking human beings. We all bleed the same. We all sleep the same. Maybe not all of us. I, you know, obviously, because some of these motherfuckers, the shit that the evil that these motherfuckers put out makes me think that they aren't human, that they maybe are reptilian. I used an Alex Jones quote on an intro one time when he said, when he was saying that, you know, people can't understand like how they're all psychotic psychopaths. I'm fucking it up. But pretty much, like, we can't understand the evils because we're not them. And meaning we're not them. Like, I don't think that they are human. Like, they can't be. The evil shit that they do, they can't be fucking humans. They have to be of a different, of a different race than us. To me, that's like one of the, and I know it sounds fucking retarded, and maybe I am, but that's like one of the only things that makes sense is, that people who are willing to drag its citizens into war and to throw them on the chessboard. Speaking of fucking, I know I'm all over the place, but I'm just, shit is popping in my head. You know, I haven't fucking recorded in a couple of months now. And so shit is just, you know, popping in my head, and I only have like two or three notes. Ben Shapiro being gay is one of those notes. But also in the same breath as Ben Shapiro, Jordan Peterson, he's a fucking faggot. As soon as Hamas strikes back, Jordan Peterson says, give them hell. Well, all right, bitch. Well, why don't you go strap on your war boots and you go give them hell? You know what I mean? Like, everybody's all for war when they don't want to be a fucking part of it. You know what I mean? They're all fucking faggots. Every single one of them. Fags. Faggots. Fags. Every fucking last one of them. Give them hell. Fuck you, bitch. You go give them hell then. If you know what I mean. But no, you would rather fucking use your little Twitter fingers. Little fucking bitch. Always fucking crying with some. Always fucking crying, you fucking faggot. Isn't that motherfucker addicted to drugs and trying to tell motherfuckers how to live? Fuck Jordan Peterson and fuck Ben Shapiro, fucking faggot ass. Fuck Joe Biden's faggot ass as well. Fuck them all. Fuck anybody who wants to use its citizens as just fucking pawns on the fucking chessboard, which is pretty much every fucking world leader. You know what I mean? Fuck them. This shit is fucking, oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm going off. They're all fucking faggots. And I'm so glad that this shit is happening, because now, because for a while, a lot of the quote unquote right-wing people were, you know, they were making sense, you know, they were, especially during COVID, for the past couple of years, they've been having a good run. But now that fucking Israel got slapped back after beating the brakes off of Gaza and Palestinians for years, after just fucking them up for no reason for years, now that they just got slapped, nothing, you know what I mean? Obviously, death is sad, but compared to the shit that they done, you know what I mean? It's like an ass whooping compared to just getting slapped. You know what I mean? Now that they got slapped, all these motherfuckers, now all the ones that were for personal freedom during COVID, now all these motherfuckers, now they're okay with silencing people. They're all fucking faggots. Fuck them all. I've said this shit before, but if you consider yourself right wing or left wing, you are fucking gay. You are fucking gay. To put a label on yourself and to join this made up gang that all the bankers created to give you a false sense of reality, you're all fucking faggots. I'm sorry. We all need to take a deep collective breath, eat some fucking mushrooms, smoke a blunt, turn off all the lights in the city and stare up at the sky on a clear night and really put some shit into fucking perspective. This shit is... I've talked about them not doing the next election. And I think this is just one step to it. They are going to do some shit to interfere with the next election. And it might just be, hey, we're at fucking war. We can't hold an election while we're at war right now. You know, we have to go jump Gaza and the Palestinians. You know what I mean? Everybody's already whooping their ass. Let's go jump them. You know what I mean? We're not fucking, it's this shit here, man. This shit. I don't fucking know. You know, I wanted to come in with jokes or none of this shit, but none of this shit is fucking funny. You know what I mean? None of this shit is fucking funny. It's it's kind of funny in a way that it's so fucking crazy, and it's just funny in how like fucking crazy it is. You know what I mean? it's fucking oh my god. You know, I'm not going to say I don't have hope, because I do. I have to. And especially when I'm on fucking, again, when the fucking mushrooms are fucking taking over my body. Like, I see pathways to fucking being happy. But maybe that's just me being fucking foolish. You know what I mean? Like, you would have thought after fucking Vietnam there was going to be no fucking wars, but I don't know, man. It's fucking, all the world leaders are gay as fuck. You know what I mean? What can you say? They're all fucking gay. Ben Shapiro's a faggot. Jordan Peterson's a faggot. I cannot believe that I see myself now on the side of the colored haired people in the they thems. You know, the alphabet gang, the pronoun gang. But I can't say that I have stayed down the fucking middle. And you know what I mean? Even a fucking, and you know, it's fucking, death sucks, war sucks. You know what I mean? But when the person that was getting bullied decides to finally strike back, and then that's the problem, you know we're fucked as a society. And the fact that nobody is up in arms about that shit is fucking it's fucking something, man. I'll tell you that fucking much. It is fucking something. I'm not going to drag this shit on anymore. I think I've said all I needed to say. Let me go through some shit really quick. Let's see. Let me go check my notes one more time. Ben Shapiro's a faggot. We got that. Getting close to the World War III. We got that. There is no good candidate. They're all war hawks. I got that. All this shit is gay. It's all fucking gay. Borders are gay. These imaginary borderlines are all fucking gay. It literally doesn't exist in nature. It's something that we created, and it's something that was created so fucking long ago, and then somehow it still carries on, and people are, oh, I don't want these people in my world. Well, bitch, shut the fuck up. You're all fucking gay. This shit is all fucking gay. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. We need a revolution, and I don't know if a peaceful one will ever work. And also at the same time, I'm not about to go fight no fuck. I'm not about to go fight for it. I just don't understand how people don't see through the bullshit. And if they do see through the bullshit, I don't understand how this isn't a topic of fucking mainstream conversation. Jordan Peterson's a faggot. Ben Shapiro's a faggot. RFK's a faggot. Joe Biden's a faggot. Trump's a faggot. anybody running for office is a faggot. I haven't heard too much from Cornel West. I'm sure he has everything good to say, but isn't going to do nothing about it. So I'm not going to call him a faggot just yet because I haven't heard too much of him. Yeah, I am. If you want to be a fucking president, you're a fucking faggot. That's all I have to say. Good night, folks.